Today we're talking about why a true INFJ is so extremely dangerous. We INFJs carry this trait within us every single day of our lives, and still most of us don't take advantage of it. We don't want to tap into it. We actually bury it deep down within us because we're afraid of its power. We're afraid how people are going to react. We're afraid that we're going to get abandoned, that people are going to judge us, when in the end, it's just a necessary component to becoming everything that we can be. As INFJs, we have to learn one thing for sure. It's not going to be enough to learn things and to gather information. We already do this. The thing that we as INFJs need is to learn how to take action and how to want to take action towards our INFJ epic life. That's what will get us excited about life. That's what will trigger those transformations we so desperately want. And that is what the INFJ Epic Life Audio Guide, for example, is all based on. Teaching INFJs how to want to take action and how to get that entire process started. Not just understanding it, but becoming an INFJ who's actively taking the steps. If you want to check out the free poster first to get an idea of where the journey is headed, and then start with the INFJ Epic Life Audio Guide. It will teach you the steps that thousands of INFJs have used to become the person who's actively creating their INFJ Epic Life. Everything you need to know, you can find in the links in the description. And now let's get into the five things that will happen once you tap into this dangerous side of yours. Number one, you show people what you can and what they cannot do. So if you listen to this, doesn't this sound like really mean? Okay, so I'm going to go out of my way to make other people uncomfortable by being, you know, something they cannot be. But that's how INFJs feel. That's not what's actually happening. What is happening is you're being your best self, and through that, other people feel ashamed, other people feel insecure, they feel like you have something that they want. And I'm not talking about possessions, I'm talking about personal qualities. And we as INFJs hold back on this so much because we feel what's going on in others. We feel the pain they're going to experience once they feel insecure, once they feel like you've outshined them. But in order for us to be everything that we are, we have to lean into this because we have to take into consideration that our view is blurred. We're so focused on how the other person might feel that we're completely neglecting what is our birthright. And our birthright is just to be as powerful and as great as we can be. So if you, for example, have this great singing voice and you're holding back when you're around people because you don't want them to feel like they don't have anything special, you're not doing anybody any favors. And it doesn't have to be something as extreme or as specific as, you know, this talent. It can just be who you are. Think about it. How often do you hold back on your strengths just to not make other people uncomfortable? Most people cannot read others like you can. And so therefore, they don't even think about what's going on. They're being themselves. They lean into what makes them excited about life. And therefore, yeah, some people might have this reaction, but the truth is, it's not on you. You are not the reason for other people to feel bad. And this one step will actually teach us how to include this dangerous part of ours. Because what is that all about? It's all about that you can hurt people, it can have a negative effect on others, but you're using it with integrity. You're not using it maliciously in order to hurt people, but you're also not holding back. So we have to take under consideration that it's not on us to make people feel good or bad about themselves. We can do this when we feel great about ourselves, but we're not going to do it as a trade-off. We're not going to say, oh, in order for that person to feel good, I have to feel bad. I have to make myself smaller. So really go out into the world and tell yourself, I'm going to show people what I can and what they can't. I'm not doing this in order to make it obvious to them, but I'm going to just do everything that I can. And if that makes other people see that they cannot do it, then that's okay. That's part of life. I also see other people doing great things that I'm not capable of, but that does not mean that we should hold back, because once we do that, we're really pushing down this aspect of ours that is full of life force that is necessary in order to create our INFJ epic life. The second aspect to do in order to tap into our dangerous side is to stop putting more effort into people than we're getting back. So that does not mean that you can't be a mentor. That does not mean that you can't give without expecting anything back. But when it comes to relationships, which are supposed to be on eye level, so we're talking friendships, we're talking partnerships, we're talking coworkers, whatever it may be, don't put more into this relationship than you're getting back. We as INFJs so often feel like it's our duty, as in, I'm giving 70% and they're giving 30, and that's how I deserve this friendship. That's not what it's about. And it's actually our dangerous side that is being pushed down that is leading us to making choices like this. Because if you really allow yourself to be more dangerous, what will that mean? Well, it means that if another person is giving you 30, you're saying, okay, I'm also going to give you 30. I'm not going to, you know, show the other cheek and give even more and try to overcompensate. You know what that behavior leads to? Codependency. It's not good for anybody, and it's one of our pitfalls as INFJs. So we have to allow ourselves to be more dangerous in a way of, okay, so this is how much you want to put into this for whatever reason. Then there will be consequences. I'm also only going to put this into it. You're not doing this because you're malicious. You're not doing this because you want to hurt the other person. You're doing this because you're not going to put energy into something that is just going to waste. It's not getting appreciated, and there's actually no benefit out of it. This is most of the time even leading to enabling behavior and codependent relationship dynamics that we don't want. The third aspect to be included in your day-to-day behavior is to let people know that you're not to be messed with. So this is the typical scenario of be a mirror towards people. So if a person is bringing any kind of negative energy towards you, you're giving that energy back. This is what we're good at. This is where our dangerous aspect will play out. It will be painful for the other person, no doubt about it. But what you're doing is you're just giving back what they're giving you, right? We are not going out of our way and saying, oh, I'm going to be mean to that person, or I'm going to make them feel pain. What we're doing is saying, if you put your negative energy onto me because you feel like I'm your emotional garbage bag, or I'm the person that you can put all your stuff on, or whatever it may be, we're not going to be the person who says, oh, give me even more of that. Let me prove to you how much pain I can actually take. Yeah. This is something we do very often, but we're not going to do this anymore. We're going to change the narrative here. We're going to say, okay, if I want to tell a child to not burn their finger on the stove and they are doing it over and over again, the only way to really make them stop it is to let them burn their finger, and then they will know this is not something I want to be doing again. This is what we're equivalently doing. So in order to tell people and let them know not to mess with you, it's not about telling them, please stop, it's going to have negative consequences for you. But it's to use your skills to make other people feel something. You have that skill. Just most of the time, we use it to make other people feel good. But it's actually people who have included this dangerous aspect in their personality that can be truly kind, because they know that if somebody is trying to take advantage of them, is trying to be mean with them, is trying to mess with them, for whatever reason, there's going to be a consequence. Let them know emotionally that it's not going to feel good to do this. And you know how to do this. Just think about, how are you going to give the emotion back to them that they're putting onto you? Dare to be dangerous, because it is one of your strengths. This is not something to be ashamed of. You can trust yourself that you will use it with integrity. But it all starts with the fact that you know that even if you can take more pain, that doesn't mean that you should. The fourth aspect of us INFJs tapping into our dangerous side is to lean into our independence. Most people are not as independent as we can, period. Well, what does that mean? As INFJs, we can be very independent thinkers. Yes, we are aware of how other people feel about us. We are aware how they feel about themselves. We don't want them to suffer and all of that. Yes, that is true. But deep down, we're able to make choices independent of how others might react to us. We are able to make choices that go against the grain. We can go the road less traveled, because that's when all the fun stuff happens. This is the moment where we say, I'm able to lean into my independence. That is what makes me dangerous. Because so many people cannot take this step because they're afraid of being different. They're afraid of not being accepted. They're afraid of being embarrassed. Well, we as INFJs might feel those things as well, but they're not going to be something that is holding us back. We have always been different. We have always, you know, lived life by our own drum. And it's exactly that aspect that's going to get us ahead. It's that thing that makes us dangerous. Because when it comes down to it, people believe that you cannot step out of the box because they cannot. This is what makes you dangerous. Because you can always say, well, I don't like this here. I don't like the rules you say I have to play by. So I'm gone. I'm doing my own thing. And that's when people recognize that you can do something they cannot. This is the moment where they recognize, oh, you can live this level of independence. It doesn't work for me. I cannot do this. And you'll be surprised how many people have no idea that you're capable of this. You know this as an INFJ, right? You meet people in your life and they keep messing with you. And you ask yourself, why are they doing this? Don't they know that when it comes down to it, I can do my own thing? I can just leave. I can be, you know, as independent and you have my own ideas about what's right and wrong, and you're just going to be left behind. People don't know that because every single person sees the world the way they see the world. And if they believe everybody has to play by those rules, otherwise they would be completely abandoned. Nobody could really do this because that's how they see the world. They automatically think that's how you're going to behave as well. And that's what makes us dangerous. The fact that we don't play by those rules. The fact that we can be independent and go and create the life we always wanted. Just a quick reminder, and I've made it my mission to say this over and over to you because it really is the key aspect. As INFJs, learning and understanding isn't going to cut it. We have to take action. That is the key to our transformation and learning how to take action. So tap into your dangerous side, guys. You got this. So this leads us to the fifth aspect of us tapping into our dangerous side, focusing on ourselves and taking action towards our INFJ epic life. That is the thing that will allow you to feel like you are using your dangerous side every single day. I remember vividly how it felt to have this energy within me and feeling like I'm not allowed to bring it out because I'm going to be unlovable, people are going to reject me, they're not going to want to help me. It is just too much, it's too intense. I don't feel this way anymore. And that's also the feedback I get from so many INFJs who've gone through bootcamp, who've done the audio guide, who've worked with me one-on-one, because they recognize that if you dare to be yourself and if you dare to focus on yourself, starting with taking action and making those changes happen, everything else changes. You feel like you have to hide this aspect of yours, this dangerous quality, in order to be tolerated, in order to be accepted. But you deserve so much more than that. Forget being accepted. Forget being tolerated. You should appreciate and love every single step that you create for your life. You get to live your INFJ epic life. And it's on you and the actions you take moving forward that will determine if you continue to feel this uncomfortable thing within you, that secret that needs to be pushed down, or if you embrace it and you say, I am ready for more. I get to live and create my INFJ epic life. Remember, if you want more guidance with this, if you want to know how to become an INFJ who wants to take those steps, because let's face it, this is our biggest hurdle, getting to a place where we want to take action, then get the INFJ Epic Life audio guide. I've been doing this for 10 years now. I've talked to thousands of INFJs over the years and have learned what is keeping us from starting the process of creating our INFJ epic life. Get started today by clicking the link in the description. And if you want to watch another video now that is in alignment with today's topic, then check out the video you see on the screen right now.